I'm going to ask everybody to bow their heads and close their eyes and I open up with prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I just pray that you let us receive your blessings, Lord, and your word today, Lord. I pray that you just bless me, Lord. I pray that I can be a blessing to others, Lord, as you've been a blessing to me, Lord. I just pray that you just open every mind, every heart, every body, Lord, every soul, every spirit, Lord, so they can get the message through you. I mean, through me to you, to them, Lord. And I just want to thank you so much for all you've done and all you will do, Lord. In your name I do pray. Amen. All right. Can everybody yell fresh?
Fresh.
Say it, everybody. I said fresh.
Fresh.
If you sleep, tell them I said fresh.
Fresh.
Fresh means free, renewed, enlightened, sold out, and healed. Can everybody repeat that with me? Free, renewed, enlightened, sold out, and healed. I really can't hear you because, you know, I'm up here. So I want everybody to say it with me. Free, renewed, enlightened, sold out, and healed. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. First, I'm coming to talk to you about free, what it means to be free. So my first thing is, if you can all follow me in the bulletin, there's a sermon outline labeled Ask Me Why I'm Fresh, Part 1. It's right here in the bulletin. All right, first we're going to talk about letting go. Letting go of the people that may have hurt you or the things that may have hurt you in the past, letting go of that. You know, letting this, being able to move forward from that. You know, just, you know, all the, like the pain that you've been through as a child, and it carries on with you as you get older. You know, that same hurt that you felt from them words that somebody may have said to you, that feeling still stays there still to this day. Somebody could have said some words about you will never be nothing or you can never accomplish nothing. Those words still stick. But you tell that person, I'm going to be somebody because I know that there's a God and I know he believes in me that he'll give me faith. All right? Being pure, you know, not doing, when I say pure, I mean your body pure, your mind pure, your spirit pure, everything pure. Being pure, the alcohol and the smoking and the drugs, it is like being pure from all those things, stepping away from those things, because, you know, having your body completely pure, waiting for sex, young ladies and young men. Waiting for sex, because that's the biggest issue, because out here nowadays it's like one of the trends, you gotta have sex to be part of the cool kids, part of the cool crowd. Being pure means saving your body. Your body is your temples, ladies. And young men, it's like, you know, it's like you just treat girls like they're just nothing. And ladies, lift up your head. Y'all are beautiful queens. Say that every day you look in the mirror. I am a beautiful queen. My body is pure. This is my temple. Can't nobody tell you what you can and cannot do with your body, because it's your body. All right? And then being free from your past again. When you're free from your past, you got a whole new canvas. You got a whole clean slate after you're free from your past. You got a whole new book to write, a whole new story to tell when you're free from your past and you're letting go and you're just forgetting. You're letting go, not forgetting too much, but just letting go of it. You know, not holding it to your heart and holding it to you, because it can hurt you in the long run. In Psalms chapter 9, verse 10, those who know your name trust in you, for you, Lord, have never forsaken those who seek you. Again, those who know your name trust in you, for you, Lord, have never forsaken who trust you. Remember that. Remember that. Being renewed. Forgiving. Forgiving. Start forgiving people, not so much for them, but for you. Forgiving them so you can feel better, so you can let go. Forgiving them. Because while you over here still hurt from what they did to you, they're living their lives. They out there feeling guilt-free. And you sitting here hurt. Oh. Forgive them. Let them go. You let go of that. You keep going and you let it go. You forgive them, not for them, but for you. Because God want to give you his plan and purpose for your life, not theirs. And moving on. I mean, more forgiving. Because you can't change nobody. What somebody does, you can't change nobody. You can't make nobody do anything you want them to do. You got to let them be who they are and let them find out who they are and let them go through life how they want to go through life. You can't change nobody. Say it. You can't change nobody. You can't help everybody. If they're not changing, then that, guess what? They can't be a part of your life. You let it go and you forgive. Yeah. Moving on. Going forward with your life, the life goes on. Life still goes on. You sit there and you hurt, life goes on. It may pass you by, but life goes on. Enlighten. No, I wanted to go to Revelations chapter 21, verse 4. He will wipe every tear from your eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed. Let me say that again. He will wipe every tear from your eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things, have passed. Yeah. Yeah. These are his words. He's willing to wipe every tear, every pain that you ever felt, everything, every hurt that you ever had. He's willing. He's standing right there telling you to let go and let God. Let him work in and through your life. Yes. Moving on to enlighten. When I say enlighten, I'm saying for my peers, my youth, taking a chance, going against the odds, yeah, stepping away from your peers. That's being a light. That's taking that step forward. I mean, it may not be what they're doing, but taking that step forward will make you, it gives you a brand new you. You get what I'm saying? It makes you better for you, not for them. Just take a chance, I mean step out of the ordinary and move over here. Because God is willing to have a plan for you in your life once again. Moving on to sold out. And sold out is being open to God, willing to let him into your heart, willing to accept him as your Lord and your Savior. Yes. Willing to accept Jesus Christ in your heart. When I mean by that, I mean, my thing is, people pray for God just because, I mean, people pray because they want things. Oh, I want this, Lord. Please give me this. Please, I want this. I want you to change this. I want you. Pray for him when you're going through all the hurt. Pray with him when you're going through the bad times and the good times. Don't pray because you want something. When you pray to God, he may have already blessed you what you already asked for. And he just waiting for you to go through all the obstacles and all the hills and all the valleys that you have to go through to get to your blessing. So you asking him, oh, God, I want this. I want this. Don't just pray for God when you want something. Pray to God when you are in the midst of things. People tend to, God ain't here. Oh, he forgot about me. Oh, if it was a real God, he wouldn't let me go through this. No, understand that God is a merciful God. He does things in your life to make you better. So you have to understand to pray for him through the bad times to get to where you want to go. Being healed. I want to open up Psalms 147 chapter verse 3. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. Putting your trust in God. You know what that is? That's having faith. Putting your trust in God. He may not be here physically. You may not be able to touch him, but guess what? He's here. So my thing is, put your trust in him because he's there. He will never leave you or forsake you. Putting your trust in God will ease the pain. The pain will go away. Just trusting in his name and that he will do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Remember that. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And being healed by God. Letting God heal you. Letting God lay his hands on you. Letting God give a blessing to you. When you're brokenhearted and when you're just so overwhelmed, how can your blessings come through? How, How can God bless you when you won't let go? When you won't just if you don't forgive your past or forgive the people that may have hurt you? God want to be able to give the blessing to you, but you have to be open. You have to be willing. You have to have faith. You have to have trust in Him that He can do all things. And I'm going to turn the mic over to Mr. Nelson Campbell with Ask Me Why I'm Fresh.
Now, you know, I'm not a preacher, but I can try. I don't know all the scriptures, but I have a dad who does. So I can tell you from the heart why I'm fresh. I was talking to my friends at school the other day, and I said, I got a sermon to preach this Sunday. He said, what about? I said, ask me why I'm fresh. And they, you ain't fresh. You ain't got the new shoes. I'm like, that's not what I'm talking about. I want you to ask me why I'm fresh. Well, your shirt's not that new. Your jeans got holes in them. I'm like, hey, I didn't know that, but hey, I'm still fresh. They're like, explain to me how you're fresh and you don't have all these things. I said, well, when I was younger, people used to talk about me a lot, and I used to be influenced by whatever these bad things people used to say to me. And when I got into high school, I realized those things were just people trying to hold me back so they can get over me. When I forgave them for it, I felt better. You know, I felt that, well, since they're telling me all this stuff that I couldn't do and now I'm doing it, someone had to be wrong here, because I know I'm not. I'm free of all those things they used to talk about me. I'm free from, oh, you have curly hair. No one likes curly hair. That's curly. People used to say, oh, you don't have the newest shoes. I like my shoes now. I'm comfortable with me, and that made me feel so much better. And they said, oh, well, that's just an F. What else you got? I said, well, I got an E. I got enlightened. I'm starting to go into church way more, participate in all the services I can here. And I feel that I'm giving back to the one who gave everything to me. And that made me also feel so much better. So I'm starting to feel really good about myself right about now, you know? He said, S, I'm sold out. I'm giving everything to my God. Everything I have, my shirts, my clothes, that don't matter. Because when I get up to Him, I'm going to just be on my knees the whole time, praying to Him, praising Him, lifting Him up for, look what He put me through and look where I'm at now. Some people don't have that, so I'm blessing His name for it. And healed, because I went through lots of trouble in my life, lots of people that meant a lot to me. My grandmother just recently. And that took the longest for me to say I'm okay with it, because I know where she's at and where I'm going to see her soon. And they said, oh, well, I don't understand why you said fresh then. That doesn't sound like you're fresh. It just sounds like you're a whole lot of other stuff that sounds pretty good. I said, well, that's what fresh is. That's fresh. So when you ask somebody why they're fresh, ask what they've been through. Ask what they are now. Because I know I'm not the same Nelson Campbell the second that I used to be. I'm way fresher, you could say. Now, I think I live fresh because my daddy made sure I live fresh, you know. He told me, don't listen to what people say, but I did. You know, go to church all the time and lift Him up, but I didn't. You know, ask what I'll give everything to Him, but I praised my video games like it wasn't nothing. When somebody died, I didn't care because they may not have given me a gift the previous year. I forgot all about them. But when I started to recollect on a lot of this stuff, I had to really think about it. Wow, what was I thinking? I mean, my dad had a good talk, a lot of bruises, but the point is, we talked. And I was able to see everything in a new light. That what I was, the way I was thinking of things was what I thought was my way, the right way. It was wrong. Very, very wrong. And I'm glad I'm right now. I'm very glad, because you can't live like that. No one wants someone who's guilt-stricken with everything, doesn't want to go to church, isn't giving anything to Christ, not tithing, not anything. No one wants to be one of those guys who mopes about people dying. They want to get over it because they're like, oh, I'm going to see them very soon. I'm going to the same place they are. They didn't leave me. I'm just going next door to go find them. That's all. So when I say I live fresh, I live fresh. I think I'm fresh because now that I'm accomplished the thought that I know I'm fresh, I feel like I can think like any way I want to. I know I'm fresh. I don't think it. I know I'm fresh. But I behave even fresher, I should say. When I go to school, people say I have this light about me. I don't see it, but that's not me to judge. I'm trying to shine God's light into many people as I can. People tell me when I go to school, I'm not acting out like them other kids. Am I? Have you seen me? They don't know. But the way they see me, I haven't acted out. When I go out in public, when I'm with my parents, when I'm with my cousins, I don't act a different way. I'm still fresh. When kids and other people, my peers, aren't acting right, I'm the one walking away saying, hold up, guys, you know, that's not fresh. No. Mm-mm. And I walk back, you know, that's not fresh. If you don't, I behave fresh. I want people to understand I'm not like the crowd. Like Vasia said, you want to step out the ordinary into extraordinary. Extraordinary and outstanding. It's a God's box, not whatever you just left, you know. I am fresh. I think fresh. I behave fresh. I know I'm fresh. But why do we have to have a sermon about it? We're all supposed to be fresh. We all can be fresh. We just got to take the time to do it. It took me years to do it, and I didn't know I was doing it. But I do now. Look where I'm at. Preaching. I didn't think I'd ever preach. I thought I'd be still back there ushering or behind the camera. No, I'm preaching today, guys. I'm preaching. So, I want you all to know, you guys don't have to let whatever people talk about you hold you back. Be free of that. When you're with your friends and they want to go smoke something, they want to go watch some pornography, you don't have to be with that. Be enlightened. We know we've told you better than that. We all know better than that, you know. We don't have to follow the crowd. We're our own crowd. Be a leader. We are leaders, born leaders. Jesus didn't follow anybody. He didn't follow anybody. Think about that. When I'm at church, I'm not using my phone unless it's an emergency. My mom calls me and tells me to come home. I may have to leave, but I'm not. See, when I'm here, I'm in the zone. I'm sold out, you know. I'm over there. I'm praising. People call my name. I don't hear him. I hear him, okay? Clapping, praising his name. All I hear is him, you know. I'm sold out. I gave everything to him. I'm not going to have sex till I'm married. I'm not going to smoke. I'm not going to drink. I don't need to. I don't want to. What is that going to do for me? What's it going to do for me? You know, I want to be pure, you know. I want to God have his little checklist for me. I want him, oh, yeah, here's that. Uh-oh. No, I don't want any of that. I want check. Come on in. That's what I want. I want him to let me in, no problem, no tribulations. I want everything just right. So I'm going to live my life so I can be on his checklist, not his X list, because I don't know where that's going to go. I don't want to find out. And I'm healed. All these troubles, all these pains that people go through. I hear people, oh, I'm so hurt. All this just happened. You don't know how I feel. Well, you don't know how I feel, but I'm not going to tell you that it's not possible. You know, I've lost basically all my grandparents except one. I just got one left. My dad told me that most people don't even have grandparents. I had six. My great-grandparents, my mother's parents, my father's parents. All I had was my mother's mother. Everybody else left within the last 8 years. And at the time, I said, oh, man, Chris is going to be looking pretty sad, you know. But then I thought about it. I said, well, I think I'm going to be pretty sad, too. You know, I lost the matriarchs and patriarchs of my family. There's no more oldest gather around while he prays, he, she prays. We got to pick now. We had a tradition where our great-grandparents pray for everybody, you know, said, we're looking out for you guys. Look at all the seeds I put out and look how they sprouted. We just have to deal with, hey, we're sprouted. That's all we can say now. We can't give him thanks no more. We can't give her thanks no more. And it took us a long time to deal with the fact that they're gone. And I started thinking like last year, I don't think they're gone. I think they just moved. Because when we move, we're going to be there with them. So I want you guys to know that it's not hard to be fresh. It's not hard at all. Anybody can be fresh. And I want you all to leave this day. And remember, you are fresh.